بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
Verse number 11. Say, O Messenger, Allah has instructed me to worship Him alone, dedicating my worship to Him. He has instructed me with this, and He also instructed those who follow me.
وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين.
Verse number 12. He has instructed me to be the first of those who surrender and submit to Him from this nation.
قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
Verse number 13. Say, O Messenger, I fear, if I go against Allah and do not follow Him, the punishment of a great day, which is the day of resurrection.
قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني.
Verse number 14. Say, O Messenger, I worship Allah alone, dedicating my worship to Him. I do not worship others with Him.
فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِن دُونِهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
Verse number 15. So you, O idolaters, worship whatever idols you wish besides Him. This instruction is a threat. Say, O Messenger, the true losers are those who will lose themselves and their family members, whom they will not meet in the hereafter, due to them being separated in paradise and the fire together with them. Thus, they will never meet. That is indeed and undoubtedly the obvious loss.
فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون.
Verse number 16. They will have the fire, extreme heat and smoke, from above and beneath them. There will be smoke, flames and heat. That punishment is what Allah warns His servants of. O my servants, so fear me by fulfilling my instructions and avoiding my prohibitions. After Allah mentioned the criminals, He mentioned the states of His righteous servants in the following verse.
وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ أَن يَعْبُدُوهَا وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ.
Verse number 17. Those who avoid the worship of idols and anything else that is worshipped besides Allah and return to Allah in repentance, they will have the good news of paradise when they pass away, in the grave, and on the day of resurrection. So give good news, O Messenger, to my servants.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب.
Verse number 18. Those who listen to what is said, distinguish between good and evil, and follow the best speech, because of the benefit it contains. Those who possess these attributes are the ones whom Allah has given guidance, and they are the ones who have sound intellect.
أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ.
Verse number 19. Those for whom the word of punishment is binding, due to their persistence in their disbelief and deviation, you, O Messenger, have no means to guide them. Are you, O Messenger, able to rescue such people from the fire?
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد.
Verse number 20. But those who are mindful of their Lord, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, they will have lofty dwellings, one above the other, underneath which rivers flow. Allah has made a firm promise of this to them, and Allah does not break His promise. He is far above that.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ ثم يخرج به زرعا مختلفا ألوانه ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يجعله حطاما إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب.
Verse number 21. You are well aware, by having seen, that Allah sent down rainwater from the sky, entered it into the earth, and then brought it out as springs and rivers. Then with this water, He produces crops of various colors. Then these crops become dry, and you are witnessing this. See them turning yellow after having been green. Then, after they become dry, He makes them into fragmented pieces. In what has been mentioned there is a reminder for those who have hearts that are alive. Beneficial points. 1. Dedicating worship to Allah is a condition for its acceptance. 2. Sins necessitate Allah's punishment and anger. 3. Guidance to faith is in Allah's hands, not in the Messenger's hand, peace be upon him.
أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ.
Verse number 22. Then is the person whose heart Allah has opened to Islam, and he is guided to it with insight from his Lord, like the one whose heart is hardened against Allah's remembrance. They can never be equal. Salvation is for those who are guided, and loss is for those whose hearts are hardened against Allah's remembrance. Such people are in clear misguidance from the truth.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد.
Verse number 23. Allah sent down to His Messenger, Muhammad peace be upon him, the Quran, which is the best speech. He sent it down in a manner that part of it resembles other parts in their truthfulness, beauty, and consistency without disagreement. It contains numerous stories and rulings, promises, and threats, attributes of the people of truth, attributes of the people of falsehood, etc. The skin of those who are in awe of their Lord tremble when they hear the threats and warnings it contains. Then their skins and their hearts soften to Allah's remembrance when they hear the hope and good news it contains. What has been mentioned about the Qur'an and its effect is Allah's guidance by which He guides whoever He wills. Those whom Allah leaves astray and does not guide have no one to guide them.
أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ.
Verse number 24. Is the person whom Allah guided, blessed in the world and entered him into paradise, in the hereafter, equal to the person who disbelieved and died as a disbeliever, and as a result, was entered into the fire, with his hands and feet tied, unable to protect himself against the fire, except by his face, that he falls on? Those who wronged themselves by disbelief and sins will be told by way of reproach, "Taste the disbelief and sins that you used to earn, for this is your recompense."
كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون.
Verse number 25. The nations that were before these idolaters also denied, and thus the punishment came to them suddenly from where they did not perceive it, so as to prepare for it by repentance.
فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون.
Verse number 26. By this punishment, Allah made them taste humiliation, disgrace, and shame in the worldly life. The punishment of the hereafter that awaits them is worse and more severe if they only knew.
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 27. In this Qur'an revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, I have given people various examples of good and evil, truth and falsehood, faith and disbelief, etc., in the hope that they will take a lesson from these examples and act on the truth, leaving out falsehood.
قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ.
Verse number 28. I made it a Qur'an in the Arabic language, without any defect, deviation, or confusion, in the hope that they will become mindful of Allah by following His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions.
ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
Verse number 29. Allah gave the example of an idolater and a monotheist as that of a man owned by disputing partners. If he pleases some, he angers others, and he is thus confused and disturbed. And of a man who is devoted to one man alone, who owns him, and whose intentions he knows, he is thus comfortable and calm. These two men are not the same. Praise be to Allah, but most of them do not know, and therefore they ascribe others as partners to Allah.
إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون.
Verse number 30. You, O Messenger, will certainly pass away, and they will too.
ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون.
Verse number 31. Then you, O people, on the day of resurrection, will dispute amongst yourselves before your Lord over that which you disagree with one another, and it will become clear who is right and who is wrong. Beneficial points. 1. The person who is on guidance from his Lord is not equal to the person whose heart is hard and who is in clear error. 2. The Noble Quran is the best speech because it is Allah's speech, and it is true in everything that it contains. 3. The people of faith and Allah's consciousness are the ones who submit to listening to the Quran. The people of sin and betrayal are the ones who do not benefit from it. 4. Denial of what the messengers brought is cause for the punishments coming down, either in the world, the hereafter, or in both. 5. The Quran did not leave out any matter pertaining to this world or the hereafter, but it explained it, either in brief or in detail, and gave examples for it.